The pasuk teaches us that Terena Amiyados Asalakim, Shifron Pua Yecheven and Miriam had Yirush Shemayim. They also Kshadiba Leim Melch Mitzrayim. They didn't follow the instructions of Paroi Melch Mitzrayim. V'techeyanu Es Hayalodim. So I saw the Rebbe Plavarsky in the Sefer Bat Kodesh explains this pasuk. We need to understand how did Shifron Pua, Yocheved and Miriam, do what they did. They were mice and nefesh. They put themselves in danger. So how were they allowed to put themselves in danger to do this and leave these children that Paroi said should be thrown into the river? So he points out that there's a fundamental difference in halacha between a Ben Yisrael and a Nochri. He says that the Rambam teaches us that we know that the three Averis, that the halacha is Yarg Val Yaver. The person has to be ready to give up his life rather to violate those three Averis. Avodah Zarah, Gila Raya, Shvichas Damim. In any other situation, if a person says, well, I am prepared to give up my life, the halacha is he's actually not supposed to do so. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Dalid, says that person is considered as if he's ma'avet atzma ledas. It's considered as if he's committing suicide. The Torah tells us not to give up our lives in those situations. We have no right to give up our lives, but the Torah tells us we shouldn't. On the contrary, the Torah says, v'chai behem, a person has to do whatever he's required to live, to be able to fulfill mitzvahs and learn Torah. He says, however, that halacha applies only to Klal Yisrael. Nochrim don't have that rule. And therefore, he says that Nochrim who are prepared to be mice and nefesh for any mitzvah they are allowed to, or not to do any Avera, they may do so. So that's why he says halachically they were allowed to be mice and nefesh, even though this is not necessarily one of the Gimel Averis, one of the three Averis that which are the only cases we're allowed to give up our lives. But the Medrash, in describing what they did, says V'techiana has Yeladim. He says the Medrash says there were some children that were supposed to be born with different blemishes, blind, unable to walk, missing limbs. And the Shifron Pua, says the Medrash, Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oimrois Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Yodea, you are well aware, Shleik Hayamnu Dvarav Shleik Paroi, that we didn't follow Paroi's instructions. Dvarach Anam V'Akshus L'Kayim, we only want to do what you want us to do. Rabbeinu Alamim, they Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yetzei Avlad Shalom, that every child born through us should come out healthy, that we should not be in any way accused that that these children have these different issues, because really we tried to kill them, we were unsuccessful, but we wounded them. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to their tefillos. The Yotzein Shleimim, all of the children they helped give birth in Mitzrayim, came out healthy. I'm Rav Levi. So continues the Medrash and says, Rav Levi says, HaRimata Esakala, what you're saying that they were mispal for is not what's most important. Es Amar Esachamura, say what's even more serious. Yesh Mehem Ruyin Lomas B'Shas Yitzayasim. There were children that were not supposed to survive childbirth, or iman l'sakimim. There were mothers that were not supposed to survive childbirth. And ha'yom des betfilos says Rabbi Levi Shifron Pua Davin v'omris laKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbanu Shloilam Telelahem Echshav Telelahem Nafshaseichem. Let them survive. And says the Medrash that they were successful in the tefillah. We learn from here, as we just said a moment ago, we learn from here what is the bracha of Mesiris Nefesh. A person who's ready to be Mesiris Nefesh, a person who's ready to do more than they are obligated to do, has the schus that a Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to what they Amispal. And the Medrash in Koheles brings a fascinating story with Rav Chanina Medoysa. Rav Chanina Medoysa says the Medrash saw people from his town buying animals and bringing them up to going to Yerushalayim to bring them as kabbonis. Rav Chanina Medoysa wasn't jealous that they could afford animals, but he couldn't afford animals. He was jealous that he can't bring a carbon. So he says, if I can't bring a carbon, I want to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash. So what did he do? He said, I'll bring a stone, I'll take a stone, and I'll polish it, and I'll shape it perfectly, that it should be used for a stone in the Beis HaMikdash. He went out to the forest, and he found a stone, a big, beautiful stone, and he worked and worked on the stone, and then he was able to polish it and shape it, that it should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. But now, of course, that stone has to be delivered to the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Medrash, he met five people who were movers. And he asked them, could you carry the stone? Could you move the stone for me to the Beis HaMikdash? They said, sure. What is the price? 5 sloim. So he says, I don't have 5 sloim. Could you give it to me on credit? So they said, no. We could only work if we're going to get paid. What happened at that moment, says the Medrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zimalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chamisha Malachim B'Dumus Pnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu identified 5 Malachim that look like human beings, and he meets them, and he asks them, could you carry the stone for me to the Beis HaMikdash? So they say, and what's the price? They say 5 sloim. And he says, I can't afford it, would you give it to me on credit? They said, yes. But they made one condition. And that is the condition that you have to help us carry the stone to Yerushalayim. And they carried to Yerushalayim and was ultimately put into the Beis HaMikdash. What do we learn from here? If a person is truly interested in Avodas Hashem and he's ready to be Moiseh Nefesh, and one more point, he's ready to participate with all of his life, with all of his heart, and with all of his might, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I will make sure that your Avodas Hashem will be accepted. And that's what the Gemara Masechta Megillah, the Vav of Mabeis, teaches us. Yugato Metzasa, if you try Umetzasa and you are successful, Tamin. And the same, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, Oman Aleph, teaches us that Nikner had tremendous nisim with his doors. Nikner went to bring doors for the Beis HaMikdash from Alexandria of Mitzrayim. As they were coming home, there was a terrible storm, and the entire ship was in danger of drowning. So they threw one of the doors off the boat, and the storm still did not subside. So they wanted to throw off the other door, and he stood and he tied himself to that door, and he said, "If you're going to throw that door overboard, you're going to have to throw me overboard with it." And he was so upset, and at that moment the storm subsided, and he was so upset that why did he let them throw the other door overboard? But when they came to the port of Akko, as the boat was coming into the port, the other door came up with it. Again, the Mesiras Nefesh that he was ready to show for that door for the Beis HaMikdash created that the door that was not thrown overboard. And even the door that was thrown overboard, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you show Mesiras Nefesh for me. You show devotion to me, I will show it back to you. And actually, the Pasuk in our parasha teaches us the schar, the reward that one receives from Mesiras Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, V'terenu Meyaldus HaSalakim, the Meyaldus feared Hashem, V'loy also Kesha Diba Aleim Melech Mitzrayim, they didn't do what as Paro instructed them, V'techiyenu as HaYaladim. What drove them? What drove them is Yiras Shemayim. And we see in our Parshias, what is the difference between a person who lives life with Yiras Shemayim versus an individual who doesn't live life with Yiras Shemayim. Avram Avinu, as he comes to Mitzrayim, says, V'yom Avram, ki amarti, rak ein yiras elokim b'mokam hazeh, I see that this is a place that doesn't have Yerushalayim, so I am concerned for Herguni that I will be killed. On the other hand, Yocheved and Miriam, who showed such tremendous Yerushalayim, what does the pasuk say? V'yaslehem batim, bati kohuna and bati leviyah. And the Gemara and the Medrash teach us, Sha'ol Yisrael Yerushalayim, when Klal Yisrael would come to the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, V'ro Kohanim V'Levim B'Avedosim Beis HaMikdash, and they would see the Kohanim and Levim doing their service in the Beis HaMikdash, they would learn Liras Hashem L'Kecha Kol HaYomim. Somebody who's driven by Yerushalayim, somebody who's driven by Yerushalayim lives a life of Mesiras Nefesh. Somebody who's driven by Yerushalayim has generations, has children who are Kohanim and Levim, who bring more Yerushalayim to this world. But it requires Yerushalayim and requires Mesiras Nefesh, L'Hashem U'L'Torah Sai.